The Renaissance Festival Podcast, number 102. Music from Wild Mountain Time, The Rogues, The Merry Wives of Windsor, Silent Lion, Kindred Spirits, Coyote Run, The Border Collies, Mark Gunn, Jim Hancock, Merry Mischief, and Emerald Rose. Brought to you by Songhenge, the online archive of free and legal Celtic music downloads. Find out more at songhenge.com.
I was brought up in Yorkshire, and when I was 16, I ran away to London, and a soldier I became. With me fine a cap and feather, likewise me rattle and drum, they learned me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. With me gentle waist so slender, me fingers long and small, to play upon the rub-a-dub, the best of them all. So many were the ranks that I saw among the French, and boldly did I fight me lads, although I'm but a wench. I buttoned up my trousers, and often did I smile, to think I lay with 1,000 men and a maiden all the while. With me fine a cap and feather, likewise me rattle and drum, they learned me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. With me gentle waist so slender, me fingers long and small, to play upon the rub-a-dub, the best of them all. They never found my secret out until this very hour. They sent me off to London to keep sentry o'er the tower. When a young girl fell in love with me, she found that I was a maid. She went off to my officer, and my secret she betrayed. With me fine a cap and feather, likewise me rattle and drum, they learned me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. With me gentle waist so slender, me fingers long and small, to play upon the rub-a-dub, the best of them all. He unbuttoned my red tunic, and he found that it was true. It's a shame, he said, to lose a pretty drummer boy like you. And now I must return to my ma and dad at home. Along with my bold comrades, it's no longer that I'll roam. With me fine a cap and feather, likewise me rattle and drum, they learned me to play upon the rub-a-dub-a-dum. With me gentle waist so slender, me fingers long and small, to play upon the rub-a-dub, the best of them all.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am flying solo today. In fact, time just kind of keeps slipping by, and getting together with Kristen has been difficult because right now I am still living in southern Louisiana, a few miles away from the Louisiana Renaissance Festival where I am performing. So needless to say, I am... It's been a little bit difficult. Nevertheless, I am back doing another show, number 102. And you just heard Wild Mountain Time with Little Drummer Girl from Scotland's Depraved. Find them at chivalry.com/WMT. I want to start off by reminding you the Renaissance Festival Awards are now in full swing. And there's only one more month to go, so hurry up and cast your vote. Voting ends on December 31st. You can only vote once, so remember that, no more than once, or I kick your ass. And get your vote in for your favorite entertainers, musicians, vendors, and more. Let's get started with some music. Next up is The Rogues with Bagpipes on Bourbon Street. How fitting. From their CD, Rogue Trip, find them at therogues.com.
We'll be right back. place, the very last he can find. Our honeymoon indeed is spent, and I am not so kind.
I live to give my husband grief, I strive to cause him ill. I nag and criticize a man with voice both high and shrill. He hides from me at the public house, and there he curses his fate. And then I say, you drink too much, and you shouldn't stay out so late.
Me husband, he is a drunkard, from morn till night he drinks. As a drunken rogue, he crawls into bed, and then he farts and stinks. I cook, I clean, and I mend his clothes. 'Tis time to change, I think. For 6 long years I've suffered, so now I'll give him reason to drink.
I live to give my husband grief, I strive to cause him ill. I nag and criticize a man with voice both high and shrill. He hides from me at the public house, and there he curses his fate. And then I say, you drink too much, and you shouldn't stay out so late.
My husband, he is a lazy fool, he says it's not worth the pay. He spends all night with his pox-ridden friends and sleeps until midday. I wake at dawn and I clean our home, I tend the garden, and still he lounges about like a nobleman. Well, I think I've had my fill.
I live to give my husband grief, I strive to cause him ill. I nag and criticize the man with voice both high and shrill. He hides from me at the public house, and there he curses his fate. And then I say, you drink too much, and you shouldn't stay out so late.
Hello, this is the New Minstrel Review, and you're listening to Renaissance Festival Podcast.
One and is one.
And that was Kindred Spirits with the star of the County Down from Dispelling All Woes. Find them at the-kindreds-spirits.com. Before that was Silent Lion with the Good Marrow from Into the Medieval World. Find them at silentlion.com. And before that was the Merry Wives of Windsor with I Live to Give My Husband Grief from their CD, Our Revels Now Begin. Find them at mwow.net. Are you a musician or entertainer on the Renaissance Festival circuit? Ren Performers is a Yahoo group designed to connect you to other entertainers, share information, learn from others' mistakes, and find out how you can benefit from others' experiences. There's a link in the show notes, and you can find out more about it. And Foodly has been featured in a podcast. I think I just screwed up his name again. Foodly? You know, damn me, I don't remember. Sorry, I apologize, but Foodly, I'm going to keep with that because that's how I do it. His name is actually, I think it's like Norwegian or something. And I, being the Italian that I am, I always want to pronounce that as Foodly. It's just, since he does all this music that, okay, it's really not Italian at all. But never mind. Foodly has been featured in a podcast with information about the music of the Reformation and Renaissance, along with two period songs. You can find out more information at thekingdomcome.com. Hey, and don't forget, I'm going to remind you right now to vote in the musical challenge. It's coming up at the end. What you have to do is pick out your favorite song from the show and vote for it on the website at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. More information coming soon. Right now, it's time for a special feature. This is an interview that Joe Haidu did with Coyote Run, including a feature of their new CD. He got down with David Dirsch, and here's what came out of it.
All right, this is Joe Haidu from the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I'm here with David of Coyote Run. They're playing at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair until the end of the season. And then the next show you guys have is your Christmas tour, or do you have some other...
No, we have a number of other shows that are going on. We're always on the road, and so we're going to be in... where are we going to be? I've forgotten now. I know that we're going to be in and around various areas in Virginia, a couple more spots in Pennsylvania, I think we've got a North Carolina. We got first weekend in November, we're doing a big Celtic festival down in Hendersonville, North Carolina, which is a suburb of Asheville. It's a beautiful Celtic festival called the Foothills Highland Games.
Okay, very good. And there are details about that on your website.
And then it's on to the Christmas show.
Fantastic. And then I see you guys are doing a tour of Ireland here in February.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. February 19th through the 26th, we're going to be touring Ireland and taking a couple busloads of fans with us. Folks can find out all about that, the itinerary and the cost and everything from our website, coyoterun.com. And we're very fortunate we managed to lock in the price for that before gas prices went through the roof. So this is kind of a last-time deal on this particular price because it includes airfare, so we're pretty excited.
That's not bad at all. Now, you guys just released your seventh album?
Seventh album, yeah, our seventh CD. It's called Between Wick and Flame, and we're very, very proud of it. We're very happy. It's got a number of original songs and some old favorites on there as well.
And I have a copy of that. It's a wonderful CD, and I think we have a couple tracks that we're going to play on the podcast here at some point. Now, talk to me a little bit about your songwriting. I know you draw a lot of inspiration from different poets, literature, and
history.
And it's great to see the poems of Blake or Gwydion, Winter's Queen, was a fantastic surprise for me on your new album, see those put to music. How do you go about drawing inspiration from those?
Well, I was a professor for over 20 years, and so I have a deep, deep love of literature and history and mythology. So for me, there's lots and lots of wonderful Celtic bands out there. What I'm most interested in doing is bringing these old legends and stories to life, history, moments out of history, people out of history, characters that I've always been fascinated with, Joan of Arc, Sir Francis Drake, bringing these people to life and setting them in a light that is that helps spin the mystique and bring it to life. I find that really compelling, and that's where I get my joy. So that's the angle that Coyote Run takes on all of our music.
Now, do you guys have any more recording projects coming up in the near future? You got a tour for a while first?
Well, we're touring for a bit. In the new year, we are definitely going to be going back into the studio and begin putting some more tracks down. What we're probably going to be doing next, although we haven't decided 100%, but what looks like it's on the horizon for our next project is we're going to lay down probably 5 or 6 individual tracks that will be for sale, not on a CD, but they'll just be available for download. Kind of catching that new trend there, and then we're going to go on and start working on our next album, which is still in the development stages.
Obviously, that should be fantastic. I have to ask, what is your favorite Coyote Run song? Because you've done so many, and they're all fantastic.
That's really hard. I have a favorite? From an emotional standpoint, from a nostalgia standpoint, I would have to say Lord of the Dance has proven to be such a huge audience favorite and continues to be our biggest, most popular piece year after year after year. But, then you go into... I really can't. It's like choosing between your children. You really can't choose a favorite. From a standpoint of songwriting, I'm really proud of Finian's Dance. I'm very proud of a number of our pieces, you know. And then you say, well, from popularity with the audience, I don't know. That's a really hard question. I would have to say Lord of the Dance. So probably.
I know that's one of my favorites, along with Rape and Bearded Barley.
Yeah, Rape and Bearded.
How did you go from being a professor to being a Celtic musician, accordion player?
We all go through a midlife crisis. I was a professor of theater, so I went from being a professor of theater to being a musician. I decided to take on a more stable employment. No, that's not true. No, I had these songs that I wanted to start singing, and I had been writing a bunch of music, and music has always been a deep love of mine, but I hadn't been performing as a musician, per se, other than, in shows and whatnot, in theater shows. I decided I was going to create a solo album, just more for archival purposes than anything else. Got together a group of musicians to help me lay that down and to help me actualize that album. And we all started really enjoying playing together, and so that's kind of how Coyote Run was born. And then over the years, the band has kind of taken off and gotten very successful, and as that's happened, our touring schedules become more aggressive, and then we get more successful, and then touring schedule gets more aggressive still. And that's when we shed members and we pick up new members, because people can't, they get used to one schedule and then suddenly we're much more busy. They're like, I can't do that. They either have home life or day jobs or whatever.
That was actually the next question I was going to ask, is I know you guys have cycled through some bands. It's a fairly common occurrence for the bands that have been together a long time.
Yeah.
And your current lineup is Catherine, Mike, Doug, and yourself.
That's right.
Do you have anybody who looks like coming in?
We are looking to, there will be a fifth member of the band coming on. We haven't made that selection yet, but we are going to be padding out to going back to being a five-person band probably within the next few months. We're very happy right now at 4, but there's some of our songs that really require that fifth person, and we feel like that adds us musically, adds more flexibility to what we do. So we're going to go back to being a five-person band within the next few months, yeah.
As much fun as it is to watch a dog try to play, the didgeridoo, the keyboards all at one time, how'd you come up with the name Coyote Run? What does that symbolize?
Well, that's a good question, too. That's Coyote Run is more, it's more a statement about my personal journey than it is about the music. Coyote has long been a very important totemic figure for me in my own personal spiritual journey. And being the trickster spirit and being the one that refuses to be bound by any boundaries or any, being told that you have to stay in this pigeonhole, Coyote Run says, or Coyote says, no, I'm not gonna put up with that. The name Coyote Run really was more a reflection of my own personal journey. The band and the music is really more of an expression of our heritage and interest. I guess by having that name, we sort of reserve the right to do whatever we want.
And that does come through in your music. If you listen to a couple of your albums, Tens of Fire, your old Warrior Poet album, compared to some of your newer albums, it's quite a broad spectrum of music. Is there any particular style? Obviously, you're drawn to sort of Celtic roots, but is there any particular style that you prefer or that you really been interested in?
Well, where we've arrived now, I think, is really the expression of, I feel like we're really actualizing what's inside, and what wants to come out is really finally being truly actualized. And I have great admiration for all the various musicians who have cycled through the band and who have been with us and moved on. We've had some wonderful folks, and we've done some wonderful music, and I've been very, very proud of the band over the years. But I feel like now we're really, really plumbing the depths and getting to where I want to be.
That is fantastic, David. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me. And best of luck. Enjoy the rest of the fair season.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Drunk too much to feel the fright of the music or the metal. He lost his horse along the road, his waistcoat torn, his collar showed. Jack Benny, and now you mind the road, and follow the tune in the meadow. While
they're dancing higher, they're dancing more, the king of the sheep will not let you go with your paws.
And enter the mound of the fairies. Jack Benny had stumbled along the stream, he saw what he never before had seen. A mountain there was where there never had been, and the music it was calling. Then a light there came to blind and soul. Penny, and don't you follow it, no, you mustn't go in the mountain or go, the golden light is falling.
For the dancing high and the dancing low, the king of the sheep will not let you go, and you follow him and round your paws.
And into the mountain. Across the meadow you hear a tune, and you find a man in the shadows. His eyes are wide, his hair is white, he looks like a man who's seen a fright. He grabs you sudden and shouts,
"Tonight!
Don't follow the tune in the meadow."
For they're dancing high, they're dancing low, the king of the sheep will not let you go if you follow the
tune in the meadow. And to the mouth of the fairy.
For they're dancing high, they're dancing low, the king of the sheep will not let you go if you follow the tune in the meadow.
Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. company. And where is my blackbird?
Let's drink and be merry.
She sailed to the sea.
Let us drink and be merry.
Oh, give me my blackbird.
For we may or might never all meet here again.
was Blackbird and Finian's Dance from Between Wick and Flame. You can find them at coyoterun.com. And if you'd like to do an interview for the podcast, contact Joe Haydu at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Speaking of which, I am hoping to do interviews with the juggler Paolo Garbanzo, the Tortuga Twins, and Craig of Farrington, maybe even some others. The Lost Boys, while I'm here at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. So if you have any questions for any of these entertainers, email those questions to music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com as soon as possible, and I will try to see if I can get your questions asked when I talk to these folks. So send me a message. Next up is the Border Collies with The Storm and Tamlin from their CD, The Road from Swanoa. Find them at thebordercollies.com.
Tide rolls out, it's an angry sea, but there is no doubt that the lighthouse will keep shining out to warn the lonely sailor. Lightning strikes and the wind cuts cold through the sailor's heart to the sailor's soul, and there's nothing left for me to hold except this rolling ocean. I am ready for the storm. Yes, already I am ready for the storm. Ready for the storm.
For the diamond is a shit, me lads, for the Dave a stripper bone. The kit is a garnished with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gives the order to sail the ocean wide, or the sun it never sets, my lads, the darkness dims the sky, or it's cheer up, my lads, and your hearts never fail. Or the man who shoot the diamond, or the hunting for the whale. All along the quay at Peterhead, the lasses stand aroon, with the shawls all pulled around them, and the salt tears running down. Don't you eat my bunny wee lass, though you'll be left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's ice before we change our mind. For it's cheer up, lads, let your hearts never fail. For the man who shit the diamond, for the hunting for the whale. Here's a health of resolution, likewise here lies a swan. Three cheers for the battler of Montrose and the diamond ship of Bain. We wear the trousers all the white and the jackets all the blue. When we get back to Peterhead, all our sweethearts anew. For it's cheer up, lads, and your hearts never fail. For the man he shit the diamond, for the hunting for the whale. Both day and night, when the green lads come home, our ship full up with oil, my lads, and money to our name. We'll make the cradle for the rock and the blankets for the tear, and every lass in Peterhead sing hush-a-bye, my dear. For it's cheer up, lads, let your hearts never fail. For the man who shipped the diamond goes a-hunting for the whale. For it's cheer up, lads, let your hearts never fail. Shit the diamond for the hunt for the whale.
down on the quarterdeck and walking all about. There's a second mate, so steady and so stout. What he is thinking of, he doesn't know himself. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look your well, the windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Down on the main deck and working on the pumps, there's a starboard watch a longing for their bunks. Look out to windward and they see a great big swell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look you well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Aft at the wheel, poor Anderson stands, grasping at the spokes with his cold mitten hands. Looks at the compass and the course is clear as hell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look you well, the windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it is fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Forward at Foxhole Head and walking all about. Yonder there is John, are ready for to shout. Lights are burning bright, sir, and everything is well. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look you well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it is fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Up on the poop deck, the gallant captain stands, looking out to sea with a spyglass in his hand. What he is thinking of, we know very well. He's thinking more ashore and sails and striking the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look you well, the windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it is fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below.
Look you well, the windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it is fell. We wish that you would hurry up and strike, strike the bell.
That was Merry Mischief with Strike the Bell from Scallywags. Find them at merrymischief.net. And Jim Hancock with Sailor's Hornpipe from Rolling Home. Find him at jimhancock.com. And before that was Mark Gunn with The Bonnie Ship, The Diamond from Going for Brogue. Find me at markgunn.com. I actually redesigned my homepage. And actually, I'm doing something new as well, which is basically a new network for people who are fans of my music. And if you'd like to find out more, head on over to markgunn.com and check out my journal. You'll find a link to that information. And it's almost time for Thanksgiving, so I want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. And if you have comments or suggestions, email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com with Renfest Podcast in the subject line. We want to also thank everyone who listens to the podcast and tells their friends, and thanks to those who email us and to those who post in our message board at renaissancefestival.com. Special thanks to those who financially support the podcast with donations or purchases through the Renaissance Festival Podcast Music Store at CD Baby. You can also, special thanks to John B. for maintaining the MySpace page, renaissancefestival.com, which again has our message boards, and modernbard.org. The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Kristen Roger, and Joe Haydu. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com to find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support by telling your friends of the great music you found. And it's time for the music challenge. In every podcast, we showcase the top five songs from last week's podcast. Be sure to vote for your favorite song. Here's the top five. Number five, Gutter Pups with John Riley. Number four, The Whiskey Bards with Cold October Wind. Number three, Evening Mist by Crossroads. Number two, Forest Scry by Coeur de Leon. And the number one song in the Renaissance Festival Top 5 is Emerald Rose with Donald McGillivray from Celtic Crescent. Find them at emeraldrose.com. Again, I want to thank you. Thank you all for listening and wish you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. Sláinte.
The hill, hard and hungry, Donald's come down the hill, wild and angry. Donald will clear the Gawksness family. Here's to the king and Donald McGillivray. Come like a way back, Donald McGillivray. Come like a way back, Donald McGillivray. Balance them there. Off with the counterfeit Donald McGillivray. Donald's gone on the hill, but his feather man, as he were mad, was stung by an adder man. When he comes back, the sun will look merry. Here's to the king and Donald McGillivray.
Hey!
Come like a weaver, Donald McGillivray. Like a wee bird of gallantry, pack on your back, and at once they play. Give them full measure, my Donald McGillivray.
Show them how to do it, boys. The Bouncing Jack, Mr. Arthur Hines. The Mad Priest of Chicken Hood, Larry Morris. Mr. Regimental, Clyde Gilbert. I am Logan Sullivan, and we are Emerald Rose.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.